I love blankets, and I'm usually wrapped up in one. This is the cozy edition. But I decided we needed to talk about this tonight. We needed to talk about this. So we're help meets. We're relaxed. We're doing it. I'm the author of Help for the Help Me. I want to give you help. If it gets a little tough, just take a sip of your sparkling juice, your water, whatever it is that you're having. Help for the Help Me. Got to get your book. Get your journal, because this one's good. So can you be a leader and still be led? Ooh, that's a question. Because if you're a helpmeet that's suitable, you just might be a leader on your job. Uh-oh, you might be a leader in the community. You might be a leader in some places, but when you get home, if you're suitable, you have to know how to be led. Now, you know I'm transparent. I thought I knew how to be led until God told me I wasn't a helpmeet that was suitable. Uh-oh. Uh-huh. He said, he bet you got this wife thing down. Basically, he said, you're a good wife, but you're not a helpmeet. You're not suitable. And that opened my eyes to some things. And it really talks about the strong woman. And many of us are very strong, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to degrade us. I'm a strong woman. I have authority in the spirit realm. I'm a leader. I have degrees, whatever the case may be. I'm a leader. I'm a retired school administrator, so I was used to leading. I'm a pastor. I'm used to leading. But can I come home and be led? Can I have an idea and give my opinion, and then my husband give me an opinion, and his is different from mine, and I step back? Now, some people would call that being walked over, or being wishy-washy, or all of that. But now, wait a minute. The Bible is going to support that we submit. Now, that doesn't mean that we're less than. That does not mean that we can't share our feelings. Of course, my husband allows me to share my feelings. He allows me to share my opinion. But when a decision has to be made, suitable help me, we got to be able to decide and understand and put ourselves in position, because God is a God of order. And there is an order in the household. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to have to take a sip on this one. Maybe, just maybe, we're struggling with the order. That doesn't mean that's all of us. I'm just talking about me. I wasn't rude or disrespectful, but in my mind, I was like, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do it. I didn't even, some things I didn't even consider. I'm just saying. I didn't even consider. So I have to still, this is not something I'm just done with. This is something I still do. I have to put in my mind and intentionally put on my help me hat and say, Yvette, get yourself together and submit. And submit on purpose. Like, let them know, this was my idea. Oh, I hear your idea. Let me share why I was and you know what? You make the choice. You know what? You're the leader. You know what? You're the head of the family. You know what? God puts you in a position for a reason. And some of the time, somebody's going to have to take a couple sips. And some of the time, this was during the time that my husband wasn't operating like a leader. He hadn't quite gotten himself together yet. And God still was like, but my word has not changed. And my will is not going to change either. So you're going to be a helpmeet that's suitable. You got to get it together. You got to get your mind right. Becoming a helpmeet means I got to get my mind right and line up with being suitable. So if you read in the first chapter, it starts talking to us about, even though there are strong women who are doing some amazing things, we are still under subjection. So can you be a leader and still be led? That's a question you should ask yourself and start praying about and start considering, because the world is going to tell you you don't have to do this or you don't have to do that. But have you prayed about it? Because I used to think, if my husband didn't come up with an answer that I thought, let me sip on that. If he didn't come up with a suggestion or an answer or an attitude or behavior or an action that I thought was worthy of respect, I didn't give it to him. Oh, but I had to be delivered. I'm going to take a sip. You take a sip with me. Sparkling juice blush. This is a tough one. We got to sip on this. We've got to be able to be leaders and still be led. And sometimes that's our area where we need to focus and pray. We want to pray. Let me speak about myself. I wanted to pray about Jared, but God was like, he's right. You're not submitted. Uh-oh. God was like, I didn't ask you what he did. I asked you what my word said. Oh. I said, oh, Lord. So that's going to take a minute. That's going to take a minute, God. Oh, that's going to take a minute. But I got it together. And I'm getting it together. So here's my tip for the day. Don't just assume. Now, maybe you're a little different from me, but this is just my tip for the day. Don't just assume that you got this under control. You have to do this on a day-to-day basis. At least I do. Let me speak for me. I got to wake up and go, okay, you better get it together. That's just me. You can be who God has called you to be and still be lined up, because otherwise God's a liar. He created me the way I am, and he also created me to help me, and he also created me to be under subjection and submitted. He created the order. So there's God, hey, then God knows it's possible. God's not going to do something and tell you something and put it in his word and it's not possible. It's possible through him. It's possible through him. So we don't tell our husbands, no, I'm not doing this or that. Hey, you better pray and take a sip and take a seat. And know that it does not mean you're less than. It does not mean you are not important. It does not mean you are not strong. What it means is you understand how to submit. Because when I understood more about submitting to God, it was easier to submit to my husband. I realized I was being disobedient to God's word. I was more concerned about getting my way or expressing myself or telling him what he cannot do. And God was more, and his focus was more on his word. So that's the tip for the day. Can you be a leader, but at home still be led? If not, let's work on that. Let's work on that. Mm-hmm. So next time you're being your leader self and you're not submitted and you take a sip and a seat. That's our new tip. Take a sip and a seat. Line up with God's will. Declare you're a helpmeet suitable. Hey, close your mouth. Get yourself together. And you'll be okay. You'll get used to it. I still have to do it on purpose, but I'm getting used to it. I have to make it up in my mind, but I know God is pleased. Because if you pray about it, I'm telling you, God's going to be like, now that, Yvette. Now that. And then, you know what's interesting? Some kind of way, a lot of times, if my idea or my thought is correct, some kind of way, because I line myself up, it still works its way all the way back around, and I don't even have to do anything. It's like God's like, I got this. We're gonna let God be God. We're gonna let God be God, and we're gonna be the helpmeets. We're not gonna take God's position. We're going to let God handle our kings and let us work on being a helpmeet that's suitable. Take a sip. Mm-hmm. Because we're honestly, when we're lining up with the will of God, we're submitted to God. And when we submit to God, it's easy to submit to his will. So that's the tip for the day. I can be a leader and still be led. That's the declaration. I can be a leader and still be led. Yeah, and that makes me a helpmeet that's suitable. So, thanks for having some time with me. But I can still be a leader and be led. Because we're helpmeets that's suitable. We're helpmeets that's suitable. So, I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Helpmeet. Get your book and workbook on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. Get your book and your workbook, because we got to work this thing out. This has saved my whole marriage. But more importantly, it saved me. I became lined up with God's will. So, go to GeraldandYvette.com. Go to GeraldandYvette.com and get your book and workbook. And if you want one of these, now they're not paying me, but Amazon is one of my closest friends. And it's like a Sherpa blanket sweatshirty thing. I don't know what it's called. But I'm telling you, if you can find one. Now, I thought the sparkling juice was good, but Lord have mercy. Have your sparkling juice in one of these. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Gotta get one. I can be a leader and still be led. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thanks for spending some time with me on Help Me Tips and Tips. Join me for Help Me Prayer for the Kings Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be praying for our kings. Good night.